Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am your world-famous film critic, Joseph J. Erdo, joined in studio by Greg Isaac and Eric Reinert. And right now, we're coming back in with New Year's Rockin' Eve, one of many different ways that you can enjoy all the exciting stuff that's happening in Times Square. And right now, this is our third time speaking with him for the third year straight. President of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Happy New Year's. Good to be talking with you guys again.
Oh, it's great to be talking with you as well. You know, you're always such a great guest. And, you know, I think that New Year's Eve is one of my favorite nights of the year. It's got to be one of your favorite nights as well. No, Jeffrey?
Absolutely. I've been doing this for 21 years now, and it only gets more exciting. This is going to be one of our best years ever. We just announced that Jessie J will be singing Imagine at midnight. I just can't wait to hear her sing that out for the entire world, especially in a year that's been as tumultuous as this one. It's going to be a great way to end the year and start 2016.
Oh, absolutely. And I really love that Imagine is a tradition that is played every single year in Times Square. Are those ever released as singles? Do you know? Will Jessie J release that as a single or anything like that?
No, you know, that's absolutely a great idea, so I'll suggest it because it would be a wonderful thing to do, especially if it's related to a charity or something. But it is a tradition we've done for many years now, and it really is because it's the one time of the year where the world really comes together as one. When you think about it, we have 1 million people here in Times Square, joined by over 170 million Americans watching live, and joined by another 1 billion people around the world who see it live or in news coverage the next day. And when that ball is dropping and we're all counting down those final seconds, we truly are counting down in unison. No matter what network we're watching or wherever we are in the world, those final 10 seconds of the year, as one world, just like John Lennon said.
Oh, definitely. That's why it's so perfect. What a perfect song. And of course, New York, New York. We're going to be hearing some of these, you know, at the end of this segment. You know, we just love New York. What do you think that the forecast is for New Year's Eve this year? What are you hoping?
Well, we're always hoping for good weather. And what's amazing is, you know, New York City has been having unusually warm weather. So if it continues this way, we expect larger crowds than ever. But there's only so many people that can get into this, you know, get into here in the middle of the city. It really is about the people watching online. We have an actual webcast where you can see all the action starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time all the way through till midnight, catch a lot of the acts and talk to, you know, hear a lot of the stories of the revelers and how they made their pilgrimage to Times Square. So there's many ways to participate. And of course, you know, you'll catch on all the networks that night, whether you're watching ABC or NBC or CNN or Fox News Channel or Univision. You know, they're all here in Times Square celebrating with us.
Yes, they are. And I'm glad you mentioned the webcast. I only discovered it maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I think about a year before we started speaking with you. And what an amazing webcast that is. I mean, you celebrate like from 6 p.m. all the way through, you know, a couple of hours after the new year, right?
Yes, it is. It's truly incredible. Over 180 countries, you know, we have viewers in over 180 countries, and it's only, you know, that webcast is only getting bigger. It's truly an HD TV broadcast that we put on the web. And this year, although the webcast officially starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, we're actually going to start at 7 a.m. here and cover global celebrations every hour. We're going to truly try to create, for the first time, a virtual celebration online. We're working with Twitter, and we're actually going to set up Twitter headquarters here in my office as we capture people's tweets and user-generated content and video from around the world throughout the day and show it up on our pre-webcast show, as we're going to call it. But really trying to bring this whole world together, and Times Square being sort of the HQ for New Year's Eve celebrations.
That is an amazing idea. You know, my former friend, or not former friend, my unfortunately passed away friend and colleague, Stan Robinson, another member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society, he passed away this year, but he absolutely loved looking at the webcams of all around the world, all the celebrations that take place. So I'm so glad that you're introducing that this year. What's the website that people can view all of this on?
Definitely. You can go to TimesSquareBall.net, or you can go to TimesSquareNYC.org, and both will be showing the webcast. You can also download the Times Square Ball app. If you don't have a computer in front of you, you can get it on your tablet or et cetera. But both of those websites are mobile ready, but as well as the Times Square Ball app, and you can pull that down and you can see the tweets and everything that's going on people don't actually realize that Times Square Ball tweets himself throughout the night and throughout the year. So he'll have his own perspective of everything that's going on in Times Square and some special insights to share for the activities leading up to New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. I love the Times Square Ball's tweets. I found that a couple of years ago as well. And I definitely follow him. He's an amazing character. Very, very humorous.
I get such a kick out of him. He's just standing there on top of this pole looking down on all of us, sharing his wisdom. But he comes from a whole long line of Balls. His mother was in the education field. She was a Globe. And his father was in the medical field. He was a medicine Ball. So we always have fun with that throughout the day. And he has a big competition going with the Rockefeller Christmas tree about who the brightest star is during the holiday season here in New York.
Well, they're both great. But I've got to say that Times Square Ball is amazing. Remind us what that ball is made out of.
Oh, that ball is nearly 6 tons. It is made, it's 6 tons, but a ton of it is Waterford crystal. We actually have 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles on the ball. This year, we're featuring a new design, the Gift of Wonder. And when you watch it at home, you don't get to see it close up. If you ever have the chance, and I invite you guys, we've been speaking for 3 years, I think I invite you every year. If you're in New York, you have to come by my office. I'll bring you up there. Because it's one thing to see it on TV and to see it from the street, but to actually get up close and touch it and see this beautiful Waterford crystal designs on the ball, it's incredible. There's a patchwork of hopes and dreams on that ball. And it's a crystal ball, so what better way to look into the future? It's illuminated by over 32,000 Philips LEDs. It's just a bright jewel in the sky on New Year's Eve.
Yes, and you're right. You have been inviting us, and we really appreciate it. And we actually did have plans to reach out and go to New York this year, but unfortunately those fell through last minute. So we'll be celebrating here in Phoenix, but that's the great thing is that everyone around the world can be celebrating in Times Square from the comfort of their own homes or, like you said, on their smartphones or with the Times Square Ball app. And I want to remind our listeners, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with president of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss, about New Year's Eve, all of the celebrations that will be going on in Times Square. And I know everyone's looking forward to it. And we also talk with you every year about the confetti. And in case someone's unfamiliar with that, it's not just your normal everyday confetti, is it?
Not at all. In fact, we have a wonderful tradition here in Times Square, and throughout the month of December and really throughout the year online, people write their wishes on actual Times Square New Year's Eve confetti, and those wishes that these people have written from over 25 different languages, countries from around the world, gets mixed into over 3,000 pounds of confetti that we release at midnight above Times Square. So when the ball drops and we're all counting down in unison and this confetti starts to fall, which is actually tossed by hand by over 75 volunteers, we are throwing wishes over the sky, and those wishes are dropping down. And you can literally reach into the sky and grab somebody's wish. It's something my wife and I do every year. And what's so wonderful is to read these wishes year after year after year, and we're all wishing for the same thing. It's all about love and family and health and a good job and happiness and peace in the world. We all want the same thing, and that really is our wish for the future. And to be able to sort of have that feeling in Times Square on New Year's Eve is incredible. And I encourage everyone to just go online and get their wish written down. We put it on actual confetti and join the celebration.
I love it. And, you know, so today is December 26th, the day after Christmas. There's still time to submit your wish, right?
Up until December 29th. That's when we have our confetti test. We actually test the confetti with Planet Fitness here in Times Square. And then we at 8 p.m., we close out our wishes.
Wonderful.
But you know what? Even if they wish after that, we'll just put it in next year's wishes.
Oh, that's a great idea. Great idea. That's wonderful. And, you know, one thing that I do love about the webcast is that you do have so many different celebrities and people do every once in a while, they'll pull out a few of those wishes and they'll read those on the webcast as well, right?
Absolutely. In fact, they do that on several of the different TV networks of the webcast as well. It's fascinating, not only to read the wishes, but also to talk to the people that come here from Times Square. Over 20% of the audience is international. Over 70% are from outside the tri-state area. It's New York's biggest annual promotional event. And to hear the stories of why people come. And by the way, it's one of the top nights for engagements. Every year I'll be walking down the street and I'll see people getting down on one knee and proposing. It's just a lot of love, a lot of kissing, a lot of celebrating as that ball comes down.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about the New Year's Eve kiss and champagne and everything throughout today's show. And it's just such a magical time. And I think they say it right in the movie New Year's Eve. Anything is possible on New Year's Eve. Isn't that right?
Totally, totally. That was amazing. They actually shot that here on the roof of One Times Square with the ball. I got my one cameo where I got to flip that Phillips switch that lights the ball, and then, of course, it doesn't work, and I had to act like I was, you know, in total misery, but I knew it was going to happen. I knew New Year's Eve would come.
That got you on the Internet Movie Database, huh?
It was my big moment.
Wonderful.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was a lot of fun and a great memory.
I can imagine.
And that's a fun movie. And again, it just what I like about that, you know, it's that good feeling. I mean, you know, there's so few times during the year, especially a year that we've had, where we can actually, you know, take a breath, reflect on the year past, good and bad, look forward with hope for the future, but most importantly, celebrate today. I mean, New Year's Eve is all about celebrating, taking time to really enjoy the good things in life. And, you know, whether it's kissing a loved one, drinking a little champagne, doing some dancing, being at a party, or just being at home, watching TV with your family, that's what it's all about. And yet, we're doing it all together. We're all doing the same thing.
That's true. That's what makes it so special. And just a couple more questions here before we let you go. We're almost out of time here on today's show, and we're actually going to count down in just a moment. Kind of practice for New Year's Eve. We'll count down together.
I love counting down. I have my whole family counting down.
You do? Oh, wonderful.
Oh, my God. Time to go out. 3, 2, 1. We are always counting.
Yes. I can. So tell us, what are some of the other acts that will be in Times Square that we'll get to see on the webcast and on
we have an amazing on the webcast. Well, we have an amazing lineup here in Times Square. ABC is bringing Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan and Demi Lovato and Charlie Puth with Khalifa. That'll be on ABC tonight. But on the webcast, you're going to see the Univision performances, Maluma and CNOC, which is a new boy band that they created that just won their reality show from La Banda, as well as Jessie J and Daya. Daya, who has a new big hit out there, Hideaway, will all be performing here in Times Square. And then the USO is going to be doing a military salute to our armed forces, and we're going to have a Chinese cultural performance. It's really going to be a full night of entertainment.
Wonderful. And I think it was last year, wasn't it last year, when Taylor Swift was shaking it off? And I was surprised that she was able to withstand the New Year, New York cold weather with that amount of clothing on.
I love that she did that, because she really become, you know, again, it's all about, you know, being together, and we're all freezing out there together as one. And she really joined the celebration and made it something special. And it's incredible. You know, you realize that there's no roof on that stage, rain, wind, sleet, snow. We're always out there. We're always celebrating. We're always in a good mood.
Yes, and we love that. And, you know, so you know, once again, president of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss, we want to, first of all, before we start to count down, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you on Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. And we wish you the absolute best 2016.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everybody out there. And I hope I get to see you here in New York.
Oh, we hope so as well. All right, so I think we're just about at the 10 second mark. All right, so count
I'm
down
ready.
With me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
All right.
Yay!
Yes. Happy New Year.
Thanks
everyone.
For the practice.
Thank you. We'll see you on the actual New Year's Eve, Jeffrey. Have a great year.
You too. Take care.
And we'll see you all back here in 2016. Thank you so much for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing evening. Take care, everyone. Be safe out there.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.